Welcome back to The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Maiken Scott. I'm at the corner of 8th and Walnut Streets in Philadelphia right now, and there are two major hospitals nearby. So I'm watching a lot of healthcare workers as they're coming from work, going to work, getting coffee, getting a bite to eat, and they're all wearing scrubs. That's how I know they're healthcare workers, because that's what they wear to work, obviously. But should scrubs be worn outside of the hospital? Or does that pose a risk for carrying germs in and out? I see you're wearing scrubs. Do you wear them when you go to work?
Yes.
So you take them home and then you wear them to work, and when you leave?
I wash them. And
right.
I mean, it depends if I'm in a rush or not.
Your hospital doesn't have a policy about not wearing scrubs outside, right?
They do. You're really not supposed to.
Oh. But they don't say anything when you arrive in your scrubs?
Mm-mm.
No. How come?
I don't know.
So nobody's ever said to you, don't wear these scrubs outside?
To me personally, no.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. I see that you are wearing scrubs.
Today I didn't feel like dressing up, so I'm dressed in my pajamas, yes.
Are you concerned at all that that might pose a risk for infection or anything like that?
Not today, because I'm not doing any procedures today, so I'm just seeing patients like I would be wearing my ordinary clothes, so no.
I'm literally just walking one block coming in.
So where are you going right now?
Wawa.
Scrubs also go to Starbucks, to the movie theater, to restaurants, the subway. And all biologist Jonathan Eisen of UC Davis can see is traveling germs. Before we get into his reasons, a clarification.
Actually, I work hard against spreading germophobia.
Eisen is not a germaphobe. Germs are his life. He studies microbes, the good, the harmless, and the terrifying.
There's been a very rapid and scary increase in the abundance and frequency of infections from antibiotic-resistant bacteria, for example. And one place that we see a much higher frequency of those organisms is in medical care facilities, not surprisingly. That's where people go when they're sick, and there's also spread of these organisms inside medical facilities.
Eisen says the biggest concern with scrubs outside of the hospital is not so much bringing germs in, but carrying them out.
They actually get contaminated relatively quickly, so if you bring in a pair of new scrubs or new clothing of any type within, 6 to 8 hours, they can get a reasonable number of microbes on them. That's not surprising. And of course, if there are antibiotic-resistant microbes in that environment, they will also pick those up. So the thing that we don't know a lot about is whether or not going outside the hospital after they have gotten contaminated causes any transmission of those microbes to other people.
So scrubs may collect lots of germs, but we don't know if that actually causes any problems.
There's really limited evidence, lack of data on the role of attire and the role of scrub attire in the transmission of organisms in healthcare settings.
That's Julia Sammons. She's medical director of the Department of Infection Prevention and Control at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
So I think until robust evidence exists or more robust clinical studies are done, our priority is really on focusing on evidence-based practices that include hand hygiene, the isolation of patients with communicable diseases, disinfection and cleaning of the environment, these things which have strong evidence behind them as reducing the spread of germs in hospitals.
I guess this bag I brought here, when I take it back out, could be just as germ-laden as a pair of scrubs, right?
So I think, if you were to culture a number of different surfaces, whether it's clothing or surfaces in the environment, you may find germs on them. I think it's most important to remember in the healthcare setting, the primary way germs are transmitted are through our hands.
Salmon says CHOP only has specific policies when it comes to operating room scrubs and areas of the hospital where instruments are sterilized. Scrubs worn there cannot leave the hospital. But that's it.
As a general employee outside of the operating room setting, scrubs can be worn just like other clothing as sort of part of a uniform. Again, the general standard is that scrubs should be clean, and if they become visibly soiled or contaminated, they need to be removed and fresh clothing be put on in their place.
The American Hospital Association has no guidelines on this topic. All of the area hospitals I contacted seem to have scrub policies like the one at CHOP. Firm rules only apply to OR scrubs and some other specific areas of the hospital. Pennsylvania Hospital recently outlawed fleece garments because of their fuzzy texture and makes them more prone to collecting germs, and they also shed. It seems right now hospitals are focusing on areas where they know germs are being transmitted, like hands, and scrubs are simply not a priority. That irks biologist Jonathan Eisen.
So there's this big surface area, and it just seems, as a precautionary principle, that hospital and medical workers should try to do the simple things that can limit the possibility of spreading some organisms that you don't want to have spread. And it just seems that bringing scrubs outside of the hospital doesn't make sense as a common practice.
Taking a closer look at scrubs could bring up a lot of similar issues for hospitals. What about shoes, ties, cell phones, and the beloved white coat? But Eisen says with the exponential rise of antibiotic-resistant organisms, even if all of this wasn't a big deal in the past, it's something healthcare providers should think about in the future.